The wait is over, Gothamites. We are here to talk about Gotham Season 3, Episode 15, How the Riddler Got His Name. It's all here, it's all live, and it's all next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, classic Amy Winehouse moments showing up in this episode, which I always really appreciate. It's a lot of fun.
Good to know.
Amy is classic.
Yeah, I would say,
brings us in on a nice chill tone to this episode. Bring us right back in to Season 3, Episode 15 of Gotham. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. But I'm not alone. Panel's full strength today, starting to my immediate left.
Hey guys, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com.
Hey guys, I'm Lucretia Lyons. You can always find me at L-A-C-R-E-T-I-A-L-Y-O-N anywhere on the internet since there is only one.
So, it's been a long time.
Yes.
We're all back. How are we feeling about this episode?
I liked it. Some big, bold new choices, some new directions here and there. I like Rogue Cop Jim. I am not a fan of Dark Bruce, but we'll get into it when we start the show.
We'll definitely get into Dark Bruce.
Yeah, I was loving the use of Lucius in this episode and Bullock, because anything Bullock I love. And then I really liked the scenes with Riddler and Ghost Penguin.
The use of Lucius in this episode is pretty well-deserved, because I thought he was incredibly underutilized this whole series.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they introduced him, the second part of Season 1, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. So that, for us to, really not get into, no, this guy's really awesome. And he's Lucius Fox.
Yeah, well, he's also just the perfect addition. The only detectives we know from the Gotham Squad are very reactionary people, which, doesn't always make for a great cop, just to be popping off every second something doesn't go your way. And see a calm presence really plays well against Bullock's kind of zany craziness.
Yeah, it's kind of off-the-walledness.
Yeah, I love their romance, even though I miss him and Jim, but I like Foxy and Bullock.
So, are we going to change it to Clone Bruce, or are we going to stick with Emo Bruce? I'm okay with sticking with Emo Bruce. Court of Owls Bruce would be too on the nose.
Yeah. I had a feeling that at the end, maybe Alfred knew something was up. Because he was all about eating that shepherd's pie when he got home. And I was like, wait, no, this is queer. So I'm hoping that when we come back, Alfred smashes a plate over his head and we move on with it. because I don't like Dark Bruce.
Just saying, should we call him Emo Bruce or not?
Yeah.
I think we should call him Emo Bruce. That's how he originated here.
Okay, I'm totally fine with Emo Bruce.
And Eric Olin in the chat says hashtag Emo Bruce, so I think we'll stick with that. But yeah, I do feel that this storyline's a little too much, but I get why they felt they may have had to wrap it up quickly. Yeah.
Yeah, although they're far from wrapping it up as much as they're accelerating it. So we start out pretty early in this episode with the Court of Owls training Clone Bruce... Escaped Bruce.
How creepy was it that he was just having to do the training on his, parents' death?
I love that.
It was creepy.
I like that everyone knows that's the cornerstone of Bruce now. There's no question. You need to know the pearl yanking, bats flying out story so that we can convince people. I was actually rolling my eyes during the scene because I was like, again, with the parents' death, but I liked the reveal that it was Clone
Bruce.
And
I also think Gordon seems to play massively into this, that I think if they assume they can't get Gordon, then they're going to need... They're going to need that Emo Bruce to get to Gordon, because that would be the other way to get to Gordon. So in order to do that, they need him to be fully utilized.
That makes sense.
Although, a question they're never going to answer, but I'm still curious. Was he placed there by the Court of Owls, and then he escaped, and then the Court of Owls retrieved him? Or did somebody else clone Bruce Wayne, separate of the Court of Owls, and now the Court of Owls are just taking advantage of... happening to find a cloned Bruce?
Because weren't the Court of Owls over Indian Hill and Dr. Hugo Strange and stuff like that? So I do think that they had this whole plan from the beginning.
To think that they had a plan, scratch it, and then they're like, wait, that clone we made years ago, he's back. We could totally use him now.
That their plan was to keep the clone at Indian Hill.
Yes.
And then the clone got out at Indian Hill. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but wait, we run the whole city. The clone didn't leave the city. We're good.
We got plans now.
We'll still find that clone.
It might be plan B or C, but
So Alfred is teaching regular Bruce, as we'll call him, to throw knives and do his warrior training, which, in no canon did Alfred alone teach Bruce Wayne to become Batman, become a warrior, become anything other than, like, a well-respected gentleman and a bit of a, you know, billionaire playboy. Like, both of those, like, that's Alfred in both sides. But I would argue they're obviously making it clear that Alfred has extenuated how he's trained Bruce.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to a point where he's motivating him with letters that we initially thought Alfred... Oh, so Alfred made up a letter?
I thought
it's clone Bruce. Now we know it's clone. No, we know it's Emo Bruce now.
No, I thought it was the guys who were beating him up down at the dock, and they were like looking for money, and maybe they worked for the court.
No, those were just street toughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The court's not. The court is like 12 people.
No, I know, but they employ a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I honestly, I just thought that they sent them out so they would know where Bruce was, and it would be easier to kidnap him instead of going in and
That you think
him.
That this was all Emo Bruce. This was all Emo Bruce's plan, that I'm going to leave a letter so he comes to find Selina. He'll come to find Selina while she's talking to a gang of four dudes. Those four dudes will beat him up.
Yep.
Maybe he'll beat them up. I don't know. That
was kind of shocking for me. That,
I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, no, he should be good, and I like that it happened, but I was still like, yes, kick-ass Bruce. I was expecting to take the whole crew by himself.
Although the hands up turn I always like, where somebody just gets beat down like a punk, and then they stand up and they just do this, and then all of a sudden they're just like, nope.
You can hear the 80s music raging in the background. Like, totally.
I could totally buy that. And then we're hitting this whole topic now. He's waking up somewhere. I don't think I'm bordering on predictions when I say he's waking up and being trained by Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
You would think. The mountain definitely gives that appearance.
This is Gotham. You can't rule out any of that. Could just be.
And we do know that Joel. Ra's al Ghul has been cast, so. Yeah.
Yeah, like it seems very likely that he's going to wake up and get trained by Ra's al Ghul. The only question is, why would the Court of Owls do that?
Yeah.
Well. The argument would be that they could keep. It's. A trained
maybe Ra's is in there. I got very deep Bane feelings in this episode too, where we're waking up in prison. It's far away. I mean, Bane typically is held underground, but the like light kind of thing at the top gives Bane essences. Maybe I also like that. Maybe Ra's is just outside the prison, and Bruce just needs to escape and find him to begin his training. Like maybe this is a far off place, no one will see him, and it's a good place to hide him. But Ra's just happens to be around the corner.
But Ra's just happens to be near the prison and unaffiliated with the Court of Owls. I don't...
Probably. Ra's probably knows about the Court of Owls because he's old as hell, so...
But, like, the Court of Owls plan wasn't to lock Bruce up with Ra's al Ghul to train to be a warrior. I think their plan was to lock Bruce up and then Bruce gets out and finds Ra's al Ghul. That would make a lot more sense.
Yes.
But it's Gotham. It'll... Both of them...
Both could happen.
Both could happen, and they'll make sense within the context of the episode. But if you tell me what'll happen next week right now, I'll tell you it's stupid.
Yeah, because the Court of Owls... They probably have this whole conspiracy of creating Batman. Like, they've had this plan since, like, before he was born. So that's why they're like, all right, we gotta kill his parents, we gotta get him around some bats so he's scared, then we're gonna put him in this prison to be trained by Ra's al Ghul, because we literally control everything. They are the shadow government.
They definitely run the whole city.
I'm a bit paranoid.
So, I think we can move on over to Enigma.
Yeah.
And, the hallucinogenics he's taking that are white pills. I'm a little familiar with hallucinogenics. I'm not sure what he's taking.
I mean, if they look like a Tic Tac thing, which sometimes you can lace your like Tic Tacs with acid and just take those.
Yeah, I've done sweet tarts that way.
Okay,
but yeah, it is kind of weird that he would have like the pills, because that's not really how most hallucinogens come. But you could do.
The timelessness of the timelessness of Gotham is that. He'll just have he takes the drugs, and then they make him hallucinogenic, and he can see someone who's dead.
So cool.
He can see Cobblepot, who's the mayor. He can be the ghost mayor.
I like that it was his, because sometimes I think when you get visions or ghosts or internal mind things, they feel a lot like the person, and this felt so much like Enigma's version of Penguin, and I really appreciated that. It worked really well for me to see all of the love. And yet, him not being able to return it. it, I don't know. I just like the way it kind of delved into a psyche.
Yeah, I liked that we had Ed have that moment of the whole episode basically knowing that he killed his best friend, the only person who saw him for who he really was, but he could never love him in the way that he loved him. So this was like deep character stuff. Plus,
guys, I didn't know how to take this. Yeah. This is like, oh, this is happening. Yeah,
feelings.
All the feels are happening right now, complete with a dance number.
So good.
A song and dance number that...
That was the best part.
Is there a GIF on Twitter already?
There should there be.
Somebody
be.
Tweet it at me if it's out there. If not, I'll have to, like, make it.
I like doing the cabaret style of it. Like, I like the kind of showy performance, tripped out. It kind of reminded me of the Mad Hatter, and I wouldn't mind if he showed up again soon. Yeah, that maybe kind of distributing pills.
Yes, please.
So great.
Yes, please on some Mad Hatter. So this was well told, and... This was well told, and then he had to overcome killing Penguin, killing the only person he's ever, like, that ever truly knows him, to be a villain. He overcomes that, becomes a villain. JK, Penguin's not dead.
And it's not on there yet, but fans make that.
One, I knew they weren't going to, like, Penguin's, like, the most beloved character on this show.
I'm not saying he should have died, and then, like, you have to go, you have to do some heavy lifting to make him be alive again. I am saying... He could have woken up in that bed, like, 3 or 4 weeks from now.
Sure.
Like, I don't want to say he's seen stealing either, but I do think we could have gone a couple weeks without Penguin. Like, after this week, we could have gone a couple weeks without Cobblepot.
It would have built a lot of tension for me, certainly, because I would start to get nervous and be like, oh my god, they really killed, like, I'd have to start looking at, like, IMDb, like, how many episodes is he in this season? I would be concerned.
He has season credits.
Yes, that's true. But yeah. You can find these things
out. I think
a
lot of people have season credits. I think Jada Pinkett Smith has season credits for that reason.
Oh. Yeah.
I think, like, a lot of people in shows specifically like this have season credits.
Then I would agree with you. I would have been nervous as hell if they had gone, like, two more episodes without, like, there's just no Penguin. And I'd be like, where is he?
Knowing them, I'm sure they're going to make up for it first scene next week where I'm like, oh, Happy Penguin's here. This is perfect. But as of now, I'm like, man, I really wish... There was no Penguin for 2 weeks, so other characters can shine.
This moment flourished for me just because Ivy is here, and I'm interested to see how they work with a group dynamic. Ivy is a whole bunch of fun, especially now that she's kind of cocky and she's like, "I'm Ivy Pepper, bitch. Who are you? Nobody knows who you are yet." Ivy, calm down. I'm curious as to why she would save Penguin in the first place. What is she hoping to get out of it?
She wants.
Power. I mean,
yeah, she wants power, too, and she knows if she's the one to have nursed the mayor back to health, she could have all the power. Also, Ivan Soto in the chat, Steve, it is 3 weeks in the show's timeline. I agree. I'm talking I'm talking 3 weeks for us.
Yeah,
I'm talking three. But you are correct. The 3 weeks had gone by where Nygma went around and was a smart people serial killer, which as a smart person... makes me really concerned, but then I'm not as smart as the six people he killed, so I'm good.
Yeah, I don't have my PhD just yet, so I think I'm fine.
I'm not showy with my smart. I'm just regular smart.
But would you be smart enough not to touch the clock after someone got electrocuted at the chess match? The third person to hit their buzzer, I was like, y'all are foolish.
Speaking of someone who's played a lot of chess in their life, you're not paying any attention to anything else. You're that just like, sense. I've been working towards this my whole life. I'm not paying. This is all a ruse. This guy paid some people to come in here and make a scene.
Is the competitive chess world this dubious?
It can be.
Oh, my God.
There are some weird characters in the chess world. That I would not put stuff like that past them.
Yeah, every episode of a serial show ever that has a chess match that goes wrong.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's not as common, however... And what normally happens is that person will focus, and then lose their focus, or just lose the match normally, and then complain. And that wouldn't make for a good TV show, because then it would just be two dudes like complaining to a higher power who then has to decide. And
if you put it in The Office, it will be great.
That's true.
It's all completely incompetent characters.
If Jim and Dwight were having this argument in front of Michael Scott, I agree. I could act that out right now, but this is not the place. This is not the venue. I like serial killer Riddler.
Yeah.
This is the makings of the Riddler. I do have a bit of a gothic civics lesson.
Let's do it.
All right. It's been 3 weeks. As far as we can tell, Cobblepot was the mayor.
Yes.
Of Gotham.
Uh-huh.
While he was shot and thrown into a river, presumably dead, didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
His deputy mayor, I believe, would... There's no vice mayor. Your deputy mayor becomes mayor.
Yes.
So, in reality, Nygma is becoming a, like, smart people serial killer. And the acting mayor.
Yes.
Which is funny in and of itself. Also, Lucius Fox is not a detective. At all.
I feel like with
I don't think he's an investigator in the way... I don't think he has a badge.
Yeah, he was the fill-in medical examiner when Lee was gone. Like, and then they
and then
just
Lee came back and they never really talked about what his role...
Well, they said he was bored down in the medical examining room and he said yes. And I feel like under, you know, Bullock, whatever's cool, man. Like, Bullock's like, can he solve a case? Get in there. I don't care. He's not worried about it. He didn't know his badge was missing. Like, Bullock is not...
Could we have had that one scene where Bullock had given Fox a badge? I'm just like,
You're a detective now.
You're a detective now, kid.
I like...
Because he's going to be a detective forever now.
Yeah, it's and like I just Prime need, Rim.
And I just need that one tiny bit where I'm like, so he's a detective. He was a medical examiner in the basement, and then he had a lead.
What I like
and then
is
the
that
chief gave
this
him
is
the...
Gotham spiraling into chaos. Like, we don't know who the mayor is. Like, anyone can just show up and pretend to be the mayor right now. Like, anyone can be a detective. Can you solve a case? Get in here. Bullock needs you. There's just, I like...
needs the room.
Yes, exactly. You know... Bruce can just go up and missing. There's just no order to anything anymore, and it's kind of beautiful.
It's Gotham. You know, it's... are we playing the drinking game tonight, kids? Oh, and Eric Olin wants to know if he should be taking notes. Will this be on the test, Steve?
Yeah. Parts of this will be on the test. A lot of this will be on the written. There's going to be a blue book test next week, and it's you're going to need more than one blue book.
It's going to be rough.
You're going to have to explain campaign finance reform within Gotham.
I don't want to take this test.
Well, blue book, it's essay form for those of you who may have gone to different colleges.
So yeah, the antidote was grape juice. And
what
it was simple
with
knockout
grapes
gap.
This episode for Riddler, because he sent the Fruit of the Loom looking grape guy
to
the telegram.
That was the tie back. That was the tie back that, like, although what I find hysterical is pretty much Lucius didn't have to solve anything ever.
No.
Like, if Lucius were just stupider, he wouldn't have made it to anywhere to answer, like, the questions or do any of that. Like, maybe Bullock would have died. That would have been it. But, like, everyone, all the chess players would have lived.
But would Riddler even be, like, serious about continuing searching for answers if he didn't find a good rival? Like, maybe he would have moved on to teachers if no adequate rival showed up. But as soon as he was like, oh, it's a smart person, great.
That's fair. Or he'll go to Metropolis, or he'll, like, find Brainiac, mess with Brainiac.
Mm. Yeah,
Brainiac would be the...
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Even Grodd would be pretty dope.
That would actually be funny that, like, there aren't smart people in Gotham that Nygma just leaves.
He's like, yeah, I gotta go to Metropolis.
I gotta go to another city, guys.
Star City, you know?
I just
a calculator.
God, everybody here is just so Midwest.
I can't even tell you guys how exciting it was when he starts describing needing a teacher or a nemesis. And I got this feeling, like, from the start of Gotham, all I've wanted it was to be was a show that needed a Batman and didn't have one yet. And it took a while for him to get there, but we started seeing pieces of it, and now it's just so fully fledged. You see all these people just needing a Batman. And if the Court of Owls is trying to create a Batman for that, like, I fully appreciate, like, what the show has built to. Like, this idea that, like, not only do people need a Batman, but that a group came together and fulfilled the need to devastate a child's life so he could become the Batman.
That's dark.
It's awesome. I love dark things.
That's really dark, and you're right. That is the Court of Owls' purpose in this world, is to create...
They want to create Batman.
I think they also want to create a Gotham that needs a Batman. Like, I think they're just... There's duality to that group. They want to create a crappy place. They want to create a place that's so crappy that they need just, like, this brooding... Mm. This brooding everyman warrior villain that will... Or warrior hero that will come out and just be, like, unhappy about it all
the time.
Well,
it makes total sense because when you're in that kind of business, war is profitable. And so if you constantly have the city at its own neck, like, you can constantly play people against each other to make yourself money. And that's really smart.
Mm, that's true.
That's what America does.
I mean, although I think their plan is going to work out completely. I think they're going to create a Batman, and that Batman is just going to work within their plan. Right. That's totally what's going to happen, right?
How do you mean work within their plan?
I'm being serious. He's going to rebel against the Court of Owls. He's going to rebel against the Court of Owls that killed his parents.
But how successful will he be, and for how long? Because the Court of Owls seems to be one of those things where you might temporarily beat them. And I've not finished Scott Snyder's run of Court of Owls, so don't spoil it for me, guys. But we've seen him go up against the Court of Owls a lot throughout comic books and comic book history and stuff. So it'd be interesting to see if maybe he thinks he's got them, but not quite. I don't know. I just want the Court of Owls to kind of be forever. Like, I don't want Batman to stop them. I always want there to be a secret group in Gotham trying to control things.
Well, yeah, but he could destroy all but one, and then that one person lays low and then waits for a new generation. Like, of course.
Or, you know, it's released from Arkham because Batman doesn't kill.
That too.
Starts it all up again.
The Court of Owls just run Arkham, and then from Arkham they slowly run the city again.
I buy it.
Gotham is very cyclical.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Gordon and Uncle Frank. Jack. That's Uncle Jack. I can't read today.
No.
Or did I?
I just called
I think
him.
You're right.
I think it's Frank.
Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote it wrong on the board then.
Oh.
It's Uncle Frank. My mind corrected me, and then I corrected my mind.
Watching the episode, I kept calling him Uncle Ben, and I'm like, that's all right.
That's the wrong Ken.
Yeah, he doesn't make him Jim Gordon.
This is a little slow.
I love James Remar, but all I ever see him as is, Harry. I love him on Dexter. Mm. Yeah.
So, we get a lot of exposition here. The uncle knows about the uncle knows about the father, but stayed out of Gordon's life this whole time.
Yeah.
He's been in the Court of Owls, but doesn't agree with the Court of Owls. But has been waiting for them to want Gordon in so Gordon can join the Court of Owls and try to destroy the Court of Owls from within.
So he's technically a double agent right now.
Yeah.
It's confusing. I don't trust double agents.
Or he's a first test. Or he's a first test posing as a double agent.
Yeah.
That the double, like, either you kill him or report him or, like, you respect the court above all else.
Yeah.
Like, he could be an opening test, or a salvo, if you will, since chess and such. Like, he could be a salvo.
Yes.
So, like, let's see if Gordon's heart is pure or impure or whatever they're looking for in a candidate. So, I'm not sure which way that goes. I think the less twisty, better storytelling one is the first one, where it's just, no, I'm a double agent. I'm a double agent. I've just been waiting a really long time for them to admit you.
Yeah. I'm curious as to why the court wants Jim. Do they need their own private investigator? Are they hoping he'll go back to the GCPD and be their eyes on the inside?
I think they want him to go back to the... I think if he goes back to the GCPD and things really settle down and they get an actual mayor and a little bit of Gotham civics, a little more Gotham civics for this episode, if, like, they get another mayor and all this, like, he would be chief of like...
Yeah.
Not chief because there is, well, there is a chief of, or he would be chief of police because there's still a commissioner.
Yes.
We just haven't seen him much. There's still a police commissioner in Gotham. But, like, Bullock is essentially kind of keeping that chair warm for if, on merit, Gordon ever wants to come back and fill it. And Court of Owls would want him to come in and fill it, work with, like, and then work his way up politically to become the commissioner we all know he's going to become.
Yeah, in the chat, pretty well, like Amanda Powell, Evan Soto are talking about, they're not buying what Frank is selling.
Neither do I.
I'm like, yeah, there is way more to this. I mean, his own brother was killed and he stuck with them. I don't think he cares about Jim either.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's both make sense. I see it. I think the path
of...
I don't want to say the path of least resistance, but the path of less work as a writer would be to just... No, he is exactly who he says he is. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's not an honest dude or a good dude because he's already in the Court of Owls and he waited this long. But the fact that he's still absolutely a double agent. And he's trying to make Gordon a double agent.
Yeah. I don't necessarily buy it, but I wouldn't also, like, knowing how important family is to Jim, if that was, like, a familial trait, like, if they, totally mafia style, like, family above else, then maybe, but we don't know enough about Frank, and the what he revealed to us felt super shady, so at this point in time, certainly do not trust him.
We should not trust him, and I think none of us think Gordon will willingly join the Court of Owls, even to be a double agent.
No, God, no. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Exactly. Like,
no.
It would be like that. Did anything else happen there? I think that was... That's why I said this part was a little slow, because at the end we see a lot of building up to the Court of Owls, but this actual interaction was very much like, here's a picture...
Yeah.
Here's a picture, protect their honor kind of a thing.
Quotes, anyway. I've got to impart my wisdom to the cadets. Oh,
that's some good wisdom.
That was hilarious. You already said approaching Gotham like you would a prime rib. Like, I just cannot.
Warlock is the best.
Yeah, I really enjoyed seeing Bruce fight. I thought that was cool. I like that Ed was just looking for a confessor.
Yeah.
Like, this whole time, Ed's kind of walking through Gotham, causing up a ruckus. Like, someone talk to me and pay attention to me. I have things to say. My heart is heavy. And then when he's like, oh, Foxy, I'm the Riddler. I thought it was just such a great way to bring in that character. I like that we're starting to see the question marks kind of popping up in frames randomly. It's a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what he's going to do as the Riddler. Now that he's kind of stepped into his own, he knows who he is. He's got the suit. He's got the bowler hat. I want the cane with the giant question mark to come out and him start bopping people over the head. I'm ready for it.
Are we? I think we're ready for predictions.
Hell yeah.
I think so.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. I think the question only I want answered. Who becomes the mayor? It can't be the Riddler.
No.
Yeah, it's like
the Riddler by name. Yeah. Like, it would not be the Riddler. Mm-hmm. So he would resign as chief of staff, and then whoever's next in line from him as chief of staff would become the mayor.
I halfway expect Barbara or somebody to try and push, because, like, I mean, it'd be ridiculous, but I feel
or
like
a special election with all these terrible people. Like,
yes, just all villains running
for
mayor.
They hold a special election, and it's all the villains. Mad Hatter's running. He's not even a citizen. Like,
it's beautiful.
That's not a prediction. That's just a funny question. A prediction will be, will Alfred next week find out that Emo Bruce is Emo Bruce?
I think he already kind of suspected something, yeah.
I'm with the creature. Yeah. I think when he was like, okay. I was like, oh, you know. And I hope he teams up with Selina, because that's the last person that Bruce went to see. And I love that they never get along at all, but always have Bruce's best interest at heart. And it would be really funny to see the two of them, like, try to find Bruce together, try to have to work together.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah, we've had so many, like, odd couple pairings this episode. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how Penguin introduces Ivy to what? Like, does he go back to be mayor, or does he introduce her to the underworld? I'll be interested to see what their
dynamic. And that's the other
like.
Thing. Does Cobblepot come out publicly again and be like, I'm still your mayor? Because that would solve that problem.
It would. Yeah, it would.
I would want to see a weird special election first, and then him show up at the end.
He shows up soap opera style, like, when they're calling the who's
dun,
the winner.
Dun, dun.
Sky Patterson actually has a really good prediction in the chat here. Frank is actually Gordon's father. He just got reconstructive surgery.
Mm.
And to be honest, this may be on Gotham's news fault, because he was originally cast as Jim's father, and then they changed it.
No,
to
that
Uncle.
Is true. I meant to point that out, because they even this season they have been showing us glimpse of the guy with the ring, and that it's his father.
No.
I could buy that. I could buy that, and then it would explain the duplicity, and it would clean it up a lot too.
But think of how angry Jim's gonna be. I mean, it's hot when he's angry, so I'm fine with it, but he's gonna be so pissed.
But
he finds out that's his dad. Like, you left me, you weren't there to help mom at all, and then when you come back, you don't even do it as a man, you just straight up lie to me. Like, I need to see Jim this angry.
But he'll be that angry, but he can forgive that person. You were my dad's brother, and you let my dad die, and then you stuck with the organization that let him die for my entire life. Like, I think what had not rung true with us this week is that seems almost unforgivable.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's by the way you told me a lie that was unforgivable, because the truth is way worse, but forgivable.
And two, if that is the case where he faked his death and is sticking with the Court of Owls and that Jim is his son, then you can see him being a double agent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then and you also see him doing what he had to do to protect his son. He stays in not because he wanted to, but because they were going to go after him if he didn't do what they said.
Okay. I think we're all on board with this prediction. This. Thank you, Scott Patterson, in the chat for
beautiful
calling it out. We're good on Emo Bruce. Does Lucius Fox become a...
If Lucius Fox doesn't stay a detective, I'm writing letters. Like, yeah. I'm putting up a petition on change.org because he's fun. He was funny. The whole bit where Harvey's teetering on the ledge on the chair, which... Great torture, by the way. Like, at first it's like, that feels kind of silly, but Bullock really sold me as he's, like, screaming, like, oh, Mom, I'm so sorry.
I mean, that would be weird.
Yeah, because, like, falling down that would be pretty awful. Like, because you probably wouldn't die, you'd just be in a lot of pain.
Mm. Yeah. Any predictions at large? And then we have one last thing that falls under predictions that we can't not talk about.
I think that Ed is going to start a big overarching plot. I think we'll see like bits and pieces of it here and there as he starts to put it together. Either he'll try to take over the city or he's going to try to get some other villains together. I feel like he's got a plan to really debut his mark and make sure everybody knows who the Riddler is, and I'm looking forward to seeing that plan play out.
That would be cool, but as far as Bruce goes, I saw this in the news, so it's not really a prediction, just sort of, some information, is that he sees the shaman first, and then we do, and that's before Ra's al Ghul, so.
Mm. Oh. Okay. I'm sticking with the theory we've arrived at as well, that Bruce is going to break out of the prison and then meet Ra's al Ghul. Yeah, I think the shaman might be in the prison.
And maybe is who helps him get out. The like, there's some sort of like level there.
There will be a lot of fun next week, so exciting. I think, with that. So the thing we have to talk about, because we're covering Gotham, is that it's April 24th.
Mm-hmm.
It's episode 15.
Sure is.
Season 3, and we do not know if there will be a season 4.
Yeah.
This is not official. Upfronts aren't until late May. So we're going to know before the season finale, which will be, they're pretty much going to run until June 5th. They're going to do a double episode on June 5th. We're going to know, I believe, Fox's upfronts are in the middle of May. So we're going to know whether they're announced during upfronts or not. However, we should be talking about it now.
Yes.
Lucretia, do you think it's going to happen?
I think that, when I saw the news first, I was like, yeah, Gotham is not going to be back. I think they're going to cancel it. But then somebody put in a good perspective that actually Warner Brothers likes things to be syndicated. And if they went one more season, they would have better syndication rights. And, with the 88 episodes, they could do that. And I think that Warner Brothers wants that, but it's in Fox's hands.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I think Fox is maybe waiting on their pilots to see what's looking good and what's not. Gotham gets pretty city numbers. They're not stellar numbers, but they do okay week to week.
It's a steady 5 million.
Yeah.
It'll never dip below 5 million ever.
Right. So I think it's a smart bet to be like, look, if we don't have great material, we might as well just kick another season of this while we work on developing some good properties.
Because TV is in a weird place now where a guaranteed 5 million on network TV for an hour-long drama... Yeah,
it's pretty good.
You should stick with that unless you honestly think you can get a reality show to do 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get something like Empire that's just going to destroy everything, but that's lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
This is a guaranteed 5 million.
And too, with Fox. Fox has had a lot of hate over the years for canceling stuff prematurely. I don't think that they would want to get that again. I mean, because there'd be a lot of people just completely boycott the network. I mean, I know I didn't watch, CW for years after they canceled Veronica Mars and Reaper. I mean, some of us are very angry about those things.
I buy it. Especially looking at Fox's lineup from just their summer lineups that came out last year. Help me out. So they had the new Sunday show where they're like an animated father, but a real life family. They had the Exorcist thing, which the showrunner ran his mouth about people talking about the show on social media, and social media was like, well, F you, we're not going to watch your show then. So they they're struggling a little bit with content. So I'd be surprised if Gotham doesn't come back. Like, it feels like it has one more, at least one more good season in it. And the show does not feel like it's winding down at all right now. Now, they might find a good place to just leave off. And, like, you know the mythos of Batman. So the glory of it is you can end at any point and be like, and then Batman came. And everyone's going to be fine with it. But I feel like they could definitely go another season.
I've been back and forth. I've told multiple people that this is, like, Gotham has, as of this moment, the better part of a coin flip to get renewed. And I do think it's that,
like, bring in Two-Face.
55, maybe 60. 55, maybe 60 of 100% chance of being renewed, because there are a lot of other things at stake that TV networks have been known to make crazier decisions than walk away from a guaranteed $5 million. I personally think, all things considered, that they're going to bump this down. They're going to bump this down to, like, 12 or 18.
Okay.
And then guarantee, and then sign it for two. Maybe they sign it for 13. They do a fall 10 and then a spring 3.
You know what?
And then they do that twice.
Yeah.
And then they're at 88 or 89, and then they get the syndicate. Warner Brothers is happy. Fox gets what they... Fox doesn't have to pay for 22 episodes or 44 episodes over 2 years. That seems like the most logical plan. But it's Gotham, guys.
You just never know. What I like about this plan, though, is that a lot of fans, whether they say it directly or they're talking about things that the show didn't need, tightening up and condensing their storyline might be the best thing for these writers. Like, 22 episodes is a lot of material and time to fill, especially as we get used to these 10-episode seasons, really tight, full, complete stories. I would love them to do, instead of kind of, you know, little kind of bits here and there, to get one really, like, smartly packed, condensed episodes. That would be a really fun
season. And I wouldn't be shocked if these three episodes we saw in January, January 16th, 23rd, and 30th, were a test run to see how this show would work in an island, in a three-episode island in January.
And see, they did the same thing with Lucifer, is they intentionally picked three episodes together, because I think Fox is actually thinking ahead.
Yeah.
So, and
they
these
renewed
shows,
Lucifer already, though.
Yeah, exactly. Lucifer got renewed already, but at the same time, it's like, I feel that they're testing that out with shows to see how it actually works.
Because that's what was, that's what we were saying in January, was, well, if they cancel Lucifer, they're definitely renewing Gotham, or vice versa. And then they renewed Lucifer, and we're like,
But what about Gotham?
60-40. Like, we're still 60-40 renewed.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments, because this is pertinent, like, this is pertinent fun speculation to go after. We obviously want the show to stay.
Yes.
So we can stay here at AfterBuzz TV to talk about it with you. In the meantime, where can the people find you on the Twitter, starting with Lucretia?
Hey guys, since I'm Lucretia Lyon, you can find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one, and be sure to follow me, guys. I'm doing a big prize once I hit the big 10,000 mark. It'll be on Twitter and Instagram, so there are two prizes to go away with exclusive stuff from Skybound, E3, and all sorts of goodies.
Ooh, fancy.
Cool.
I'm Joel Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique, and every week at blackgirlnerds.com. Wednesdays, I'm doing Schmoes Knows, so head over there and say hey to the guys. Thursdays, Riverdale's, and the season finale of Powerless is this week, so come and check that out. And then, oh my gosh, guys, so exciting. Also coming up, we've got Handmaiden's Tale and Genius, which is randomly coming on the Discovery Channel, but if you haven't seen anything about it, go look it up, because it looks amazing, and I'm super excited.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I'm also on Snapchat with the same handle, but I get real weird. Also, I'm doing Better Call Saul tonight with Lucretia.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back next Sunday to cover WWE's Payback and Leftovers. That's going to be a weird night. And then I'll be back here to cover Gotham and Better Call Saul. Those are my shows. Thank you and good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Hashtag Renew Gotham.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.